And I know when you talk about singles in Baltimore, this whole new phenomenon, boomers and singles, and it must be a whole, like I say, a whole new phenomenon out there with these boomers out in the singles market.
It really is. I'm one of them, actually, and things have really changed in the last 20, 30 years. I mean, since internet dating, and I mean, it's just totally different than it was years ago.
And it seems like the boomers are unique to themselves, a lot of folks knowing exactly what they want and how they want to do it, and a lot different maybe than the 20-somethings, the 30-somethings that are out there now.
Yeah, I think by this age you have an idea and you've had a lot of experiences to know what you're looking for, and you don't make any exceptions, and you have a target and you want to hit that target right on.
And what's that like in the dating game when they're out there knowing that that's exactly what the boomers are looking for?
Well, it's kind of interesting. The people that I meet are tired of the internet. They've done that, been there. People look great on paper, but then when you meet them, if that chemistry is not there. So in our environment, you go and you meet somebody face-to-face, spend a few minutes with them, talk to them. People are loving it. I mean, they think that, you know, let's cut to the chase. Let's forget the old pictures and the profile that looks perfect. And, I mean, let's just go right to them and see if, you know, if there's anything there. Don't waste time.
And it seems like it's people know by the time they're, now that boomers now know through their lives and their experiences what they want and how they want it. And having probably been through relationships, are very specific in what they're looking for.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, now a lot of people have been married once, twice, three times, and been through a lot of experiences. And they pretty much know what they want, and that's, you know, they don't want to make any exceptions at all.
Also, you've got a lot of folks out there that aren't looking for things like families, kids, things of that sort, looking for maybe a different lifestyle as they grow older and they're boomers.
Yeah, it's more looking for someone to do activities with. You know, what am I going to do after work, on the weekends, on my vacations, things like that. You want to know who has the same commonalities for where they want to vacation, and if they're going to hike, or if they're going to sit and watch movies or read books, or, you know, things like that. Activities more than anything else.
And it seems like here in the Baltimore area, a lot of these boomers that are out dating now have disposable income. So those aren't issues, and they know what they want to do with that money.
Yeah, I don't hear too many people saying, you know, how much does he make, or is he retired, is he independently wealthy? You just don't hear that anymore. I mean, by this age, you could take care of yourself. And it's just like, you know, you have this nice, beautiful cake, and you just want to put a little frosting on the top of it, you know, make it a little bit more fun.
And do you find when people are that way, they're a little more particular when they're out dating because they know exactly what they want and how they want it?
Yes, yes, that's very true, very true, very particular. I mean, from does he exercise or not exercise? Does he sit home and watch football, or, you know, does he want to go out and do something? I mean, they want what they want.
And it seems like the boomers can do that because they've experienced a lot of life and they can make choices and they're not ready to make the same mistakes maybe they made before.
Yeah, that's true. Been there, done that. I hear that a lot. I hear it a lot.
And when you talk to the boomers also, they are looking at things that are experiences that maybe a younger person wouldn't want, that they're very specific to their wants and needs. Do you find yourself being really specific when you try to cater to them?
Yeah, they're looking for a certain age range, and they don't want to go away from that age range too much. I mean, there's a lot of women that won't date younger men, and they're looking specifically for someone. If they're close to retirement, they want someone else that's close to retirement. If they're already retired, they want someone retired. I mean, they're very specific in what they're looking for. And it's not so much looks anymore at this age. I mean, face it, you know, by my age, I mean, you've got some gray hair and you got some wrinkles, and, you know, looks just aren't as important anymore. They really aren't.
And when you're out now, too, also with the boomers, they're looking at a situation where they've been through marriages. They've found out that their generation, unlike the generation before them, divorce isn't kind of a scarlet letter, and it's something that they can build on now that they are single.
Yes, I'm meeting more and more people that say, I have no reason to get married anymore. I mean, I've been there, done that, had my kids, I have grandchildren, whatever. I don't need to be married. You know, I want the time to myself still, but I want someone to have take vacations with or spend weekends with or, you know, little things like that. They just don't want somebody full time.
How's it like working with folks who are like that, who do know what they want?
It's actually, I don't know if it makes it any easier or harder. I just think when you meet the right person, that chemistry is either going to be there or not. And you just have to use every different avenue to get yourself out there. I mean, internet dating's fine, but, you know, the lock and key, the speed dating, volunteering, different organizations, just, like I said, put yourself out there.
And when it comes to Valentine's Day and this time of year, the boomers also are very specific in what they know and don't probably want to do the same dance that maybe they've done in the past.
Yeah, that's probably true. Maybe not so much with the flowers and the jewelry. You know, maybe take me somewhere to Bermuda or something like that. But yeah, that's right.
And do you find that overall with the boomers now that instead of some of the things like that where maybe not a dinner or things like that, they're looking for more elaborate things because they do have that disposable income and they are able to take care of themselves financially?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, it's not just, you know, let's go meet for a glass of wine. Maybe it's let's go down to Baltimore, let's go to Philadelphia and, you know, have a nice dinner and have a whole day and go to a concert or something a little bit more elaborate than just sit for a cup of coffee.
And it seems like also some of these boomers have been married for a time, much of their adult life, so they haven't been out in the dating market for a long time.
That includes me. It's been over 20 years since I've been out there. And boy, things have really changed. And, you know, you just kind of sit and observe sometimes, but I think you just have to go with your gut feeling, you know, whatever you feel safe and whatever makes you feel secure.
It seems like for the boomers, too, the days of playing a lot of games are over. They want to do what they want to do, and they want to do it when they want to do it.
I hear that so much. No drama. I don't want any drama in my life. Been there, done that. It's over. We're not high school anymore.
Anything else you think jumps out at you about working with these boomers in what you do?
Just that, you know, people know what they want, and that's good. You should have a list. Make a list of 10, and, you know, don't deviate away from that list too much. If anything, you know, you keep adding to it. And I really do think there's someone out there for everybody. You just have to widen your horizons, try different things. If the internet's not working, try speed dating. If speed dating's not working, try lock and key. I mean, just get yourself out there.
And it seems like when marketers are able to focus on what someone knows they like and their dislikes, they're able to target them effectively also in dating.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And you go to the places where the singles are. You know, they go to the nice bars. If you like steak dinners, go to the steakhouses and go, you know, look and see who's there. Other people that have the same things in common as you. And, you know, it's just, we're just more experienced.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Oh,
that's
thank
great.
You. Thank you.